It seems like bend the knee was forever ago.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was really surprised at Gert's very decisive victory, though.
No.
Yeah, it was a very, very good song. There were other good songs in that fight, too, but they really, really pulled it out for that one. And they kind of left all of the other competitors in the dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I did like Owl Song quite a bit.
Yeah.
It was very, very good. Yeah.
I was a little bit surprised that Micah didn't talk about the Duolingo controversy. Like, he didn't just let it go.
Yeah.
Maybe it was beneath him. I don't know.
He might be doing what we're doing, where we tend to not go on to the boards and respond to anything that anybody says about anything we say, which is maybe healthy, I think, in the bigger picture, because, you know, we don't want to get into, you know, this isn't a conversation.
Right. We don't want to get into he said, she said, Duolingo, yeah. Owl said.
This is our pronouncements, our final kind of judgment upon all.
Yeah, not open to discussion.
Exactly, exactly. And it's all ephemera anyway. This is going to be gone, you know, half a week from now. So anyway. All right. Well, this week, though, we're doing Hope Against Hope, which is a pretty good title, I thought, when it came right down to it.
Yeah.
And we have a very special guest joining us during this podcast. It is Lycanthroat, also known as Mark. He is the very prolific and much talked about, much debated, maybe even polarizing songfight musician. 37 songfight entries as Lycanthroat.
Wow.
Two songs with the band Spare Tooth. And he won the Pray for Texas songfight with a collaboration with a friend of his under the name Dimetrodon. He also competed in Nurine 12, Nurine 13, and Nurine 14, and also competed in Spin Tunes number 15. You can find his music in the Songfight archive, in the Nurine archive, the Spin Tunes Bandcamp page, and also at soundcloud.com/lichen-throat, meaning LICHEN-THROAT. So welcome, Lycanthroat.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's a real pleasure to have you on. We've been listening to your music for a while now. And how did you find out about Songfight?
To the best of my recollection, I was listening to a song by Mike Doty called The Champion, on which MC Frontalot is featured. And I looked him up and found something about Songfight. And then that's what brought me to the site originally.
Wow.
Yeah, Frontalot is kind of the patron saint of Songfight. So many people come to Songfight by way of Frontalot. That's how Rain Watt found us. I'm sure a lot of other people, too.
To some extent, Micah mentioned that was part of what pulled him in, I think, in addition to Josh Woodward.
Yeah.
I guess another question that I think a lot of us have is, you know, we're hoping that you can tell us a bit about your process for compositions. Like, how do you go about it? And, you know, what do you do to generate the songs? Like, for example, a song title comes up and you decide you want to generate a song for that. What steps do you take?
More from a technical perspective or a philosophical and creative perspective?
Maybe a little bit of both. Like, do you do the lyrics first and then write music to the lyrics? Or where do you start in terms of inspiration and then the technical aspects?
I usually do the music first. I'll come up with an idea of what I want the lyrics to be about, and then work on the music, and then either after I'm done with that or as I'm approaching being done, I'll start working on the lyrics.
All right. And then when you come up with the lyrics, do you have a melody in your mind too for that, or do they come up more or less independently?
Sometimes I do have a melody in mind, but often, and I'm sure this will be no surprise to many people, it doesn't match the music very well, so it gets altered a lot during the recording process.
Okay. All right. And, you know, Chumpy might need to help me with this. But so in your profile, you mentioned some programs that you use to actually generate the music. And I don't know anything about any of that stuff. How does that work with the actual generation of the sound?
I begin by using a program called MuseScore. That is a songwriting notation program. It comes up as blank sheet music, and then I use the mouse to just place notes on it. It also assigns different instruments. And then once I'm done with the song, it can export each instrument track independently. And then I mix those in a program called Ardor, which is just a digital audio workstation, and record the vocal in there. And lately, when I've been having some actual played guitar, I record that there as well.
Wow. Okay. So I'm going to kind of go back and mention that I did look into your original sort of introduction post on the Songfight bulletin board. And you mentioned that you didn't have any musical training, but so you go from pretty much no musical training straight to writing sheet music?
Yeah. About a year and a half before I started entering Songfight, I was talking to a couple of friends, one of whom is the guy who's my collaborator in Dimetrodon. Both of them have a musical background and are musicians themselves. And I'd always had a lot of things that I liked about music and that I had thought about, but I felt like I didn't have vocabulary to talk about. And so I just started asking them more about terminology, and they explained how the musical scales work. And I mean, basically just like day one of what you'd probably get in a music theory class. And I thought maybe I had enough information to begin trying to do something, and I just looked for songwriting programs, and MuseScore is the one I found, and I learned to use it and made lots and lots of bad songs. I made instrumentals for about a year and a half, and then once I found Songfight, it appeared that I really had to include a vocal if anybody was going to pay much attention there. So I included a vocal. Obviously, I had never really sung very much before, and it's a long process of getting better since then.
Okay. Wow. Well, I don't know. I'm fascinated. There are some other programs out there. Notably, we use Logic Pro, and before that, we used GarageBand. And I ostensibly sort of know sheet music, but even with those, I tend to use what they call the piano roll, which is a sort of a more graphic kind of a portrayal of notes and their lengths and stuff like that. And it's a little bit easier for me to look at. But yeah, so I'm terribly impressed that you went straight to the hard stuff.
Yeah. Like, I can read the grand staff. I taught myself to be able to identify notes on the grand staff, but I still struggle with being able to read the timing and being able to just read the rhythms. Very hard for me.
I'm not very good at that either, actually. Like, I tend to just put the notes on there and then it sounds wrong, and then I'll move them up or down in the scale or make them longer or shorter until it matches what I have in my head. Or often I can never really have it match what I have in my head, and I just work with it until I get something I like.
I think that's a big part of music composition and music generation for a lot of people. You know, I kind of liken it to trying to draw a perfect circle freehand. You know, you take your pencil and you draw something and it ends up being a little elliptical or a little bent. And so you erase the part that's bent and you keep on trying to get it closer and closer to what it's supposed to be. And I think, I don't know, I always kind of take that approach, just trying to make gradual little changes and corrections until it's, you know, matches what you need in your head. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The mind often ends up not matching what I have in my head very much at all. In fact, one of my compositional processes is I'll take a song I like and I'll try to copy it and just not really be very careful about it. And it ends up sounding nothing like what I used as a model, just because I don't have the sense in my head of how to take what I hear and then transpose it into music notation.
Do you mean like cover songs?
Yeah. I'll try to duplicate what I hear, but it just immediately gets so far off. It's not even recognizable in most cases as being based on the original song.
I should have done a little bit more research. Do you post any of that stuff on SoundCloud, or is that just for you?
Well, no, those are mostly songs that end up in Songfight. They're not.
Oh, okay. They're covers, but they're so messed up that they don't.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really cool. Actually, I like that a lot.
I do that too. When I was trying to figure out how to write a song, I thought, okay, I can't write a song on my own. I don't feel like I know enough to do that. What I'm going to try to do is just cover a song and then change it subtly and make it my own. And that's what I did a lot in the beginning.
our song Deep Subreddit, which is the first one that Chumpy was featured in terms of the competing songs in Songfight. He told me that he'd stolen it from an Elvis Costello song, and then I listened to them back to back, and it sounds nothing like the Elvis Costello song. But yeah, no, that works out great, and that's totally fair, and it's totally cool. So yeah, I like that a lot.
All right, very cool. You guys almost ready to launch into the songs?
I guess yes. So. Did we grill Lycanthrode enough?
I think so. Let me think if I had any other questions. Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you if you were like a lifelong Linux user.
Not quite lifelong. Since 2005, I think. I've used it on and off since then.
Interesting. Like, I don't know anyone who uses Linux for their DAW, so I think that's cool. I certainly use Linux a lot at work, and I've been into it since the 90s or so, but I wouldn't have thought that it would make a good platform for audio, but I guess it works.
It might not be that good. It's entirely possible that other platforms are much better, but I've never really tried anything else.
I've got another question then. You are widely, I believe, considered one of the best lyricists active in Songfight now. Did you do poetry before music, or did it come together?
A little bit. Like, I wrote a little bit in high school and in this high school journal, like every other bad poet. And then I didn't really write a lot of poetry between then and when I started participating in Songfight.
And that was a difference of decades? Chumpy and I, in high school, I think Taft was president. it was about 70 or 80 years ago now. So, okay, so that's a huge gap in between. Were you doing other creative things, or was it mostly career between then and now?
Mostly career. I did paint a little bit. I also wrote short stories in college. I took quite a few English classes in college, even though I ended up with an engineering degree. So that probably helps. But I've always really liked English and like poetry and like writing. And I feel like writing the lyrics is the only thing I'm maybe kind of good at with music. So you don't have to play to my strengths there.
Well, your lyrics are freakishly literate. I think it's fair to say. Right. Not just Bleak House, but throughout. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
What do you have against the snare drum?
Nothing really. My lack of use of it is probably a byproduct of the programs I use. Some of the sampled snare drums on MuseScore don't really sound that good, and they seem too prominent in the mix, and that has motivated me to not use them sometimes when I think a lot of other people would. I have been using them lately more, but there was definitely a period where I did not use them very much.
You certainly have a signature and distinctive sound, so that worked out.
Yeah, that's entirely unintentional. Every time I'm just trying to write a conventional rock song, but it never works out that way.
You're reaching for Aerosmith, and you don't quite.
Don't say there. Aerosmith.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Maybe a conventional indie rock song.
But. Gotcha. You're reaching for Panic at the Disco, and you get, no, I'm kidding. Okay. All right. Okay. One last question. I keep on saying this, and it's always never the last question, but your user avatar, I think Owl kind of made some reference to it, but I don't get it. What is that from?
That is from a board game called Divine Right that came out in the early 80s. It's one of the pieces of the game. I had scanned it for some other purpose, and I just had the file around when I joined Songfight and I needed an avatar real quick, and I grabbed that one, and it's been there ever since.
Oh, cool. It is neat. I don't know what to say. It's very interesting, and it looks a little, you know, oblique and a little, you know, what the hell's that? So it does seem like some Illuminati masonry shit. So
I always think part of it looks like a roller coaster.
I think that's a mountain.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a mountain. The little thing that's an arrow is a forest, and the thing that looks like an asterisk is, in fact, an asterisk.
Are we set? Do we want to launch into it?
Let's launch.
Okay.
Okay.